Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I congratulate you on your election as chairman of the 2017 meeting of the BWC state parties. We appreciate the extensive informal consultations undertaken by you and remain confident of reaching substantive outcomes under your leadership. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. We commend the work being done by the Implementation Support Unit. We also welcome Samoa, that has recently joined the convention as the 179th state party. Pakistan associates itself with the statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of NAM. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan ratified the BWC in 1974 as a non-possessor state. We remain committed to its full and effective implementation, for which we have instituted comprehensive legislative, regulatory, and administrative measures. We attach great importance to the safety and security of biological agents, facilities, technologies, and equipment. Taking necessary steps in conformity with the BWC and the international health regulations, Pakistan has introduced stringent biosafety and biosecurity measures. We have strengthened our export controls and brought them in full conformity with the Australia Group as well as the other multilateral export control regimes. Pakistan's comprehensive reports to the UNSCR 1540 Committee provide a detailed matrix of information on all these procedures, mechanisms, and legislations, as well as on their enforcement. Mr. Chairman, the BWC is the first multilateral disarmament treaty banning an entire category of WMDs. We deeply value its contribution to global security. This aspect of the convention needs to be preserved and strengthened. Pakistan also shares the concerns regarding the possible use of biological weapons, including by non-state actors. Our top priorities in the BWC context are 1, the universalization of the convention, and 2, enhancing the implementation of all its articles in a balanced, non-discriminatory, and comprehensive manner. Pakistan believes that the most effective method of strengthening the BWC and enhancing its implementation is through the conclusion of a legally binding protocol dealing with all the articles of the convention and including a multilateral verification mechanism. Without prejudice to the priority that we attach to the conclusion of a legally binding protocol, my delegation will continue to engage constructively to explore progress where consensus is possible. Mr. Chairman, we attach special importance to Article 10 of the Convention concerning the transfer of knowledge and technology for peaceful uses of biology. We believe that there is an urgent need for the state parties to work together to develop procedures to promote full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. In this regard, Pakistan supports NAM's proposals for developing an Article 10 compliance mechanism. Mr. Chairman, the discussions on strengthening the implementations of Article 7, including consideration of detailed procedures and mechanisms for the provision of assistance and cooperation by the states' parties during the last intersessional program, has helped in developing a better collective understanding on this issue. We believe that it is extremely important for affected parties to receive timely and adequate assistance. Concrete and practical measures in this regard should be considered by the states' parties, including the proposal by Russia for the operationalization of mobile biomedical units. We are pleased to note that the joint proposal by France and India, co-sponsored by Pakistan, on the establishment of a database for assistance in the framework of Article 7 of the Convention was agreed at the last review conference. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan values the importance of holding regular reviews of the developments in science and technology related to the Convention. We support a states parties led, inclusive, and representative mechanism under the Convention for regularly reviewing science and technology related developments. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan participated in the Conference on Global Biosecurity Challenges hosted by the Russian Federation in Sochi last month. We found it useful for deliberating on the contemporary issues related to the BWC and for developing a better common understanding. The workshop co-organized by Malaysia and the United States last week in Geneva was also valuable for exchanging ideas and experts' perspectives on the recent developments of relevance to the Convention. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan participated actively in the 8th review conference held last November under the able leadership of Ambassador Molnar of Hungary. Pakistan joined China in presenting two working papers. At the 8th REVCON, along with Australia, we also served as the friend of the chair on the future intersessional program. Pakistan was ready to go along with the proposal for the ISP tabled by the president of CRP3, even though it did not meet all our expectations. We were disappointed that an agreement could not be reached on an ISP. That task was delegated by the REVCON to the 2017 MSP. We will engage with all state parties constructively in order to find agreement on a robust ISP for the period 2018 to 2020 in accordance with our mandate. We welcome the valuable inputs provided by Cuba as well as jointly by the Russian Federation, UK and the USA. Pakistan is of the view that the ISP should meet the expectations of all state parties, including on the need to discuss a legally binding protocol with verification measures. Also, the schedule of intersessional meetings should not be too onerous for the developing countries, and the authority to make decisions should continue to rest exclusively with the REVCON. Let me conclude, Mr. Chairman, by reassuring you of our constructive participation in this meeting. The full text of our statement will be circulated. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.